I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. My first guest, Sherry Colburn. MSN holds a Master's of Science degree in Whole Food Nutrition from Bastar University. Known as the Juice Lady for her work with juicing and health, she is the author of 32 books, including her latest, The Juice Lady's Guide to Fasting, and also Sugar Knockout. She and her husband offer juice cleanse retreats throughout the year, 30-day detox online, and Garden's Best Juice Powder. She received a grant to study nutrition, the missing piece of the cancer treatment puzzle, and has lectured worldwide on juicing, detoxing, and fasting, including consulting for the royal family of the UAE. She appears in the 9-episode DVD series, The Truth About Cancer. She also is winner of the Truth About Cancer Lifetime Achievement Award for her work with juicing and detoxification. Her blog and books on juicing, cleansing, and health have helped thousands of people live healthier lives. You can connect with her on Facebook and Twitter and sign up for her free newsletter at juiceladysherry.com. Note her free offer for cancer patients and my radio listeners. Sherry has offered one full scholarship and a partial scholarship for the next raw food and juicing retreat. Deadlines for application is March 15. Look on my website for details at holistichealthshow.com or on my sites on Facebook or LinkedIn. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Sherry, and I look forward to hearing about juicing. Now, first, how has juicing changed your life and your health?
Well, thank you so much for inviting me on your show, Dr. Carl. I love telling my story because it gives people hope. I had chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, hypoglycemia, candidiasis, long list of nasty things that make people feel really awful. Felt like I had the flu all the time. My body ached all over. I was just sick, sick, sick. I couldn't work. And so I decided after going to a few doctors and getting no help, as far as anybody knowing what to do for me, I would probably have to help myself. And so I started going to health food stores and talking with people and realized that my diet was all wrong. I loved fast food. I didn't like vegetables. I didn't like to eat real whole foods. I liked more packaged things and things I could carry home in a bag. And so I changed everything. I bought my first juicer, did a 5-day juice fast, went to vegan diet all summer long, ate just vegan foods and juices. But I want to tell you about that 5-day juice fast. Mm-hmm. On day 5, my body expelled a tumor the size of a golf ball. Wow. With blue blood vessels attached to it. Looked like they'd been cut. Isn't that interesting?
Right.
So I'm going to talk about that next as to why that would have happened, but I want to finish my story of getting well. Mm-hmm. So I kept juicing and kept eating my good whole foods diet, and I was so desperate to get well. I didn't cheat once. I didn't have one bite of anything I shouldn't. No sweets, no chips, no nothing that wasn't pure and whole and mostly vegetables and a little bit of whole grain. And one day, after 3 months of this intense journey with a few days here and there of juice fasting, I woke up one morning and thought, wow, somebody gave me a new body in the middle of the night. I just felt like a brand new person and was able to, I felt like I could go jogging. So I did. And prior to that, I hadn't even been able to walk around the block. I was just so weak and tired. So my whole life changed. And I realized after a few months of thinking that was a great cure and thinking I could go back to the way I was eating, I realized it wasn't just a cure. It had to be a way of life. So that led me back to school to get a master's degree in whole foods nutrition from Bastar University. Mm-hmm. And I've been teaching about how nutrition can change your life ever since, and especially juicing.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And then, Sherry, then go ahead and tell us about expelling the tumor on the fifth day.
Yeah. And people ask me all the time, was that cancerous? I don't know. I didn't have it tested. I was glad to get rid of it. But what were those blue blood vessels? That's what always amazed me. What were those doing attached to that tumor? Why did they look like they'd been cut? New study, or maybe it isn't so new anymore, but the hallmark of cancer is angiogenesis, the building of new blood vessels out to the tumor to give it its food. And the studies have found that when they're stimulated, they begin forming, our own blood vessels are stimulated, they begin forming new capillaries that provide this blood supply. And it's IGF-1, growth hormone IGF-1, that promotes the tumors by turning on these blood vessel growths that support the tumors. If they didn't have that, they wouldn't have the food they want. So then they found in just 2 weeks on a plant-based diet, which I was certainly on, can lower IGF. And then they started looking at plant flavonoids. We would also know them as phytonutrients or phytochemicals, various ones that block blood vessel formation. So when I was doing all that juicing and getting all of those vegetables primarily and some fruit in my diet, I was supplying a big bundle of those flavones, and that was helping to cut the blood supply, stopping the tubular or the vessel growth out to the tumors. And so in doing all of that, it allowed my body to expel that tumor.
Great. Good. You know, I'm on a vegan diet. I was on a vegan diet when I had lung cancer. And my doctor prescribed it. Can you imagine 42 years ago and prescribing a vegan diet? And he told me exactly what to eat and all. It was basically fruit, vegetables, nuts, and a little bit of grain. And that was it. And I stayed on it 2 years, no problem. And then after the cancer was gone, I went off it slightly. I would eat some fish and some chicken. I haven't had beef in these years, but the rest I ate and no problem. But then I was diagnosed with atrial fibrillation about 3 years ago. And Dr. Eschelstein, who's one of the top cardiologists that works naturally, recommends that you go on a vegan diet and that it will prevent further problems and will prevent heart attacks, etc. So I've gone back on the vegan diet. I go off maybe one or two meals a week. And what I eat mainly, which is probably not the best, but I miss cheese the most. And so I sometimes just eat a hunk of cheese or I'll fix eggs with some cheese because I also miss eggs. But that's been about it. And I feel fine on the vegan diet again. It's plant-based. The only thing is getting enough protein. I worry a bit about that. But I do the powders a couple times a day, and that seems to give me enough protein. And then I also add the B12 to make sure I'm getting enough of that.
And that's wonderful and very important to do that. B12, B complex.
Then what are some of the best juices for cancer prevention and cancer healing?
Well, three of them. I did a blog on this recently. Three juices seem in particular to be very helpful. Carrot juice is one. It's been known for a long time to help prevent cancer or help people heal cancer. It has a protein known as BCRP/ABCG2. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Can block the protein that is involved in cancer development. That's important in both prevention and treatment. And then it has phytonutrients as well that inhibits the protein from being taken up by the body and stops the spreading then of cancerous cells. There are people, you can just even Google people who say they've been healed just by drinking a quart of carrot juice every day. So pretty amazing. And beet juice. Beets have really been studied for their healing properties, more so about lowering blood pressure.
Right,
and you have
right.
to drink 8.5 ounces of beet juice a day.
Mm-hmm.
You can add other things, but you need to have that much beet juice, and then you can increase the amount by adding other things if you wish. But they've done studies on that and found it lowered blood pressure pretty quickly. I haven't seen. I think people probably pretty much have to stay on the beet juice and keep drinking it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's also been studied in a treatment for cancer starting way back in the 1920s with a couple of German doctors. They used beet juice to treat cancer patients, and they found a flavonoid in their betazine in beets that showed tumor inhibiting effects. Cancer cells are anaerobic. So the oxygen does not do well for them. They don't survive well. And beets can increase oxygen in your blood, which helps you eliminate waste. It helps create an environment the cancer cells don't like.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's always a good thing to have. And then celery and parsley juice. You probably would want to mix those with something. They would not taste so great by themselves, but they have been found to be great in treatment of breast cancer. University of Missouri found a phytonutrient in celery, parsley, and thyme that worked even on deadly fast-growing breast tumors. It inhibited cell proliferation and reduced gene expression. So I would say get more celery and parsley juice in your mm-hmm. diet as well. Also, celery juice is very calming. So if you tend to be stressed out, at the end of the day, you might want to make a little glass of celery juice and sip away
mm-hmm.
because it can be very, very helpful for calming the nerves.
Mm-hmm. The beets I also use for my heart because, as you say, they're very good for the blood pressure. They dilate
mm-hmm.
the arteries, and they have nitrous acid, is it?
Yes.
That dilates. And so I use that. And also celery I use, but I don't use too much because celery tends to be high in sodium.
Mm-hmm.
And for heart, you know, sodium is in everything. And to try to, you know, maintain a lower sodium intake for a heart condition, it's sort of difficult. So
mm-hmm.
I love celery with hummus. Also,
yes,
you know,
I do too. Delicious. I love hummus.
Right, right. Especially the Mediterranean hummus.
One of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Yep, right. How can a short juice fast help people then lose weight? Because that's one of my problems.
Well, I do juice fasting. I lead a group in a 5-day juice fast at first Monday of every month. So my juice fasters started today, and they've been giving me feedback all along. Usually they lose a pound a day when they do a juice fast. So 5 days can yield 5 to actually 10 pound weight loss, depending on mm-hmm. how much weight people have to lose. Some people obviously lose 2 pounds a day, and you just drink juice. You're not limited. You can have as much juice as you want. I don't recommend much fruit juice. It's too much fruit sugar, but vegetable juice is excellent. So you can have as much of that as you want, and you just drink juice on 3 to 5 days. Fabulous for weight loss because your calories are low. Your nutrition is high. You've got plenty of antioxidants to bind up the toxins that come pouring out of the fat cells. And it's all very, very helpful for the body
mm-hmm.
to lose
mm-hmm.
weight.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I had lung cancer, the doctor prescribed juices for 1 day a month, that was for detoxing. Do juices detox?
They do. Juices really are helpful to detox the body because of all the antioxidants in there. They bind to the toxins, like free radicals,
mm-hmm.
their toxins,
mm-hmm.
and carry them out of the body so they don't damage your cells. And that's what we want when toxins are pouring out. We want plenty of antioxidants. So juice fasting is just fantastic. And my new book, The Guide, Juice Lady's Guide to Fasting, just came out. So I have a lot of different fasts, even a 3-day color-coded fast. You can do the orange-colored juices one day and the red-colored another with the emphasis on that and the emphasis on green-colored juices the third day. So it makes it kind of fun and you're switching things up with a lot mm-hmm. of recipes. But juice fasting is a powerful tool in weight loss and in healing the body.
Mm-hmm. Great. Good. And Sherry, what are some of the best juices for low thyroid? I also have that.
Well, would you believe watercress juice? It is a member of the cruciferous vegetable family, but unlike the other crucifers, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, you know, and so forth, cabbage is in there, of course. It isn't one that has to be rotated or limited. It's very helpful for the thyroid gland. So watercress juice. I have a new juice powder that just came out, Garden's Best. Its main ingredient, vegetable ingredient, is watercress juice powder, dehydrated. So radishes are also very good for the thyroid. So I have a number of juices in my recipes in my books that are for thyroid, like the Thyroid Helper that has radishes in them, and you radish leaves as well. So those two in particular are really, really helpful for the thyroid.
Great. Good. I'll have to add those then.
Yes.
How often do you recommend that people juice?
Every day. I think it's so important to juice every day, and I've missed my juice. I haven't gotten it yet. So once we're done talking, I'm going to go make some juice, but I can feel myself fading. Juice energizes your body and it gives it that spark of life. It is live food that hasn't been heated, treated. The biophotons aren't destroyed, you know? And so if you have a big glass of juice every single day, you're just pouring in life into your body.
Do you know, I think this is, some treatments are too much juicing. The Gerson therapy for cancer, I think it's like 14, 15 juices daily.
Ooh, wow.
And it seems like you would be at the juicer all day long.
Yes. Unless somebody's making it for you. And then you have to watch what the juices are that you're drinking, because you don't want hardly any fruit juice. Especially with cancer, because cancer cells love sugar.
I usually use a Granny Smith apple, is it?
They're the lowest in sugar. Yeah, so if you're wanting to keep your sugar low, a green apple, Pippin or Granny Smith would be your choice.
And there's, I can't remember what the other thing was, but there's a vegetable, well, carrots will sweeten the juice also.
They are. They have a lot of natural sugar in them, and they do sweeten the juice. So a lot of people do rely on carrots to add sweetness to the juice.
I juiced regularly until about 3 months ago, and I stopped, and I'm going to ask you. I stopped because the juicer was getting dirty, and I mean, it was getting stuff caked on it, like white film over it, and I couldn't get it off. And I Googled, and I came up with all of this caustic stuff that I didn't want to do. And so I just stopped juicing. So my question, I guess, is, do you have a preferred way to clean the juicer?
Well, every once in a while, I run it through the dishwasher, and that seems to brighten things up and clear stuff off. But if that's not working, I know people have done different soaks, maybe vinegar and water soak you can try. But the dishwasher has worked pretty well for me.
And do you have a preference for juicers?
I like the Breville 800 JEXL. I think it's really good. It's fast. It's easy to clean. It's pretty high-powered. Does a good job of making the juices. And I'm after fast and easy, or I won't juice. I don't have time.
Then, Sherry, is there anything else you'd like to say before we look at your many, many, many books and services, products, and a special offer that you're making to my listeners?
Yes. Well, I just really want to say, you'll never know how good you can feel unless you give juicing a try. People hear my story, they hear other testimonials, and just think, how could something that simple and easy have that profound effect? How could that really help me? And it really can. So give it a try, and not just one or two glasses. You got to stick with it. You got to really go for it. And just see. But I haven't met anybody that hasn't benefited from doing the right juices.
Mm-hmm. Great. Then, Sherry, would you tell us about your books, services, products, and then after that, we'll talk about your kind offer?
Yeah, so I'm very excited to talk about my books and products that I have to help people. I've done all these different books to help people get well, stay well, feel good. My latest one is the Juice Lady's Guide to Fasting. Lots of recipes in there and different fasting programs, from a vegan fast I call the Daniel Fast to 3-day juice fasts and smoothie fasts and bone broth you can add in, all sorts of different ways to do fasting. And prior to that, I did the Sugar Knockout book and how to get sugar out of your diet, which is so important in preventing diseases like cancer and diabetes and so many others. And if you don't have those diseases, you don't want them. So we all need to knock that sugar out of our diet. And the anti-inflammation diet, everybody that has any condition at all has inflammation. And so we want to get that down. And I worked with a chef for a 28-day program of delicious juice, smoothie, and cooked food recipes that are anti-inflammatory in particular, and what to avoid that is inflammatory. And that one's been very popular. And the other two really popular books, the Turbo Diet is a weight loss book of recipes and program to lose weight. And then the Juice Lady's Guide to Juicing for Health. It's an A to Z guide, 50 different ailments on the juices, nutrients, and diet that help those conditions from A to Z, from arthritis to cancer, fibromyalgia, you name it, it's in there. You just look it up and go to your section and read about all the things you can do to help that condition. Mm-hmm. And so I work with people all the time. Today started my 5-day juice fast program, which is an online program. And next week is my 30-day detox, but this happens every month. So 30-day detox starts on the second Monday of the month, and people can go through a 30-day, it's actually 28-day mm-hmm. program mm-hmm. of cleansing from colon to liver, gallbladder with parasite aspect to that. And then on week 3 to kidney, bladder, and lung, and week 4 lymphatic system and skin and blood. It takes you through the organs of elimination and systems of elimination. And then you can sign up for my free newsletter, which comes out twice a week, and get your free recipe and discount code when you do that, and get on the list so you get the recipes every week and nutrition tips twice a week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have a website?
I do. Thank you. That would have left everybody in the cold. Go to juiceladyinfo.com. So it's juiceladyinfo.com, and you'll see everything there, the books and the programs. Right now, if you sign up for the 30-day detox and you get the internal cleanse kit with it, you get my free ebook, The Cellulite Cure, and you'll read about all the people that have actually gotten rid of it mm-hmm. through the juicing and detox program.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sherry, you were kind enough to offer me a scholarship for a retreat. And can you tell us first about the retreat and then the requirements for applying for that scholarship?
Yes. So the retreat is coming up April 30, Sunday, April 30th, through Friday at noon, May 5. It's in Spokane, Washington, and people fly in from all over the world. It's been a fabulous program for so many people. So how you can apply for this, want to know your need, and it's judged on need. So you need to send an email letter on why you want to come and your particular need and your financial needs. So you would need your latest tax return or equivalent of that to prove financial need. And you would send that to me, Sherry, C-H-E-R-I-E, at juiceladysherry.com. So it's Sherry at juiceladysherry.com. Don't forget the E at the end of Sherry. If you lose the email address, just go to my website, juiceladyinfo.com, and you'll see my email address there. And so we'll run the contest for a couple of weeks, and actually I'll give you till the end of February to get all of your applications in. We have one full scholarship available and one partial, which means you would pay $600 and we pay the rest. and you can apply now, from now until the end, but I wouldn't wait till the very end of February, and we'll be choosing a winner, and you'll be announcing it on your show, right?
Right. I think we need to rethink the deadline, though, because, see, my show is pre-recorded.
Okay.
So the show actually, let me see, I can get it on, not this week, but in 2 weeks. So that's,
oh, okay, so we do need to think,
right.
Rethink it.
And so,
maybe I should make it March 15. How would that be?
That would be much better. Right.
Should I just say that over again then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So March 15th. And then can you tell the listeners a little bit about what will be covered, and also that they will, I think, as far as transportation and as far as lodging,
yes,
which we talked about.
Yes, so get your applications in by March 15. And what is covered? Everything. Your lodging, your food, and it's gourmet raw foods that kick off the week. Fabulous, delicious raw foods like gourmet raw food pizza, and that everybody absolutely loves. And then we do 3 days of juice fasting midweek, and we end with gourmet raw foods Thursday evening and Friday. And the accommodations are at a beautiful Immaculate Heart Retreat Center in Spokane, Washington. You fly into the Spokane Airport. You are responsible for your transportation to get to the retreat center, and then we take care of the rest. So we think you will love it, because everyone has loved coming to our retreat and found healing for their body, soul, and spirit there.
Mm-hmm. And for those that want to come otherwise, that are not applying but want to just come to the retreat, is there anything more you need to tell them?
Yes. So go to my website if you just want to come, and you are so welcomed. I invite you, and I hope you do. Go to juiceladyinfo.com. You'll see events, and click on that, and you'll see retreats as one of the events under there. And that will give you all the information and the registration, where you can fill out your registration form. And if you get your registration in by March 1st, you get a $50 discount for the early bird special.
Mm-hmm.
So again, go to juiceladyinfo.com and click on events and then retreats. And you can sign up for the retreat right there and join people that come in from actually all over the U.S. and around the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful, and I appreciate it very much, Sherry. It's very thoughtful of you to offer that. And,
thank you.
I look forward to hearing who the person will be and getting feedback from them. So I also appreciate so much your joining me today and sharing all of your information and with the listeners, and I hope that we can keep in touch and talk again in the future.
I hope so too. I would love to be back on your show, and thank you for inviting me. Have a lovely day.
And you too, Sherry. Thank you. My second guest, Cheryl Broyles, tells us her story of treatment for brain tumor. In June of 2000, she was 33 years old, working as a wildlife biologist in Oregon, married to a wonderful husband for 10 years, and the mother of 2 sons that were 1 and 3 years old. She was loving life. Then, overnight, her life changed. She began having headaches that felt like her skull was going to explode. An MRI showed her head was hemorrhaging. She went into surgery, and an acorn-size, grade 4, glioblastoma multiforme brain tumor was removed. She was told she had less than a year to live. She quit her job and focused on being a mother and fighting brain cancer. She went through radiation, but chose not to take chemotherapy that would only add 3 months to her life, but quality of life would be miserable. She decided to take more of a natural alternative approach, trying to boost her own immune system, and she started eating organic. following a low-carbohydrate diet, exercising, simplifying life, and nursing a positive attitude, taking acupuncture, many supplements, cannabis, some off-label prescriptions like metformin, and most of all, leaning on God for strength, which fed her with hope. Over 16 years fighting the terminal brain cancer, she unfortunately was hit with 6 recurrences. The fact that she has survived is unbelievable, and her doctors told her so. Most people with this diagnosis die with their first recurrence, which usually happens within the first few years. To fight recurrences, she mostly focused on alternative actions, but also continued with some of the standard treatments. She has had 6 brain craniotomies, 6 weeks of confirmation radiation, over 3.5 years on the milder chemotherapy, and also what is called gamma knife radiation. Taking this approach of combining many alternatives and standard treatment, trying to hit the cancer from many angles, has become known as a cocktail approach. It seems to be working for her, but she admits she is not cured, but still alive and loving life. Over the 16 years, she has had over 100 MRIs, and her last MRI was clear. She has become known in the brain tumor world as a long-term survivor. Patients and caregivers from around the United States and around the world contact her, wanting to know how do you do it. So she put together a web page, CherylBroyles-GBM.com. She wrote a book called Life's Mountains and made some videos, hoping to reach out and encourage others. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Cheryl, and I look forward to hearing about your experience with stage 4 glioblastoma multiforme brain tumor. Now, first, what symptoms were you having when you went to the doctor, and how long ago was this?
I was diagnosed 10 years ago, and my symptom was I had a headache. It was so bad, it felt like my skull was going to explode. At first, I went to a doctor, and he sent me home. I went to the emergency room, and he sent me home saying, take Tylenol, you just have a headache. So I went home, and it kept getting worse and worse, so I went back again to the emergency room. They did an MRI and noticed the tumor was there.
Mm-hmm. And how did you react when you heard the diagnosis?
Oh, I was completely overwhelmed. I never thought about having something in my brain. And I was in fear because my 2 little boys were only 1 and 3 years old. I didn't know what was going on, and they wanted me to go into surgery, and I had no idea how I was going to come out. Mm-hmm. Worried I wouldn't be the same person. But all went well.
Mm-hmm. And so you were offered then conventional treatment. And what did you do about that? Did you take the treatment?
Part of it. I went through the brain surgery, and they were able to remove the mass. But then they wanted me to go through both radiation and chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
So I read about both and decided I couldn't handle the radiation, but chose to not take the chemotherapy. They told me it would only add 3 months to my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded the quality of life would have been miserable. So I decided to skip on the chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you said it's been how long now?
Oh, 16 years. And they predicted that I would die within a year.
Oh, they did.
And 16 years later, I'm still alive.
Mm-hmm. And that's scary when they tell you you're going to die in a year, isn't it?
Yes. I was completely overwhelmed for a little bit, but I am a determined woman. People tell me, Cheryl, you could be stubborn. Well,
mm-hmm.
I told cancer that it was not going to win, and I also figured that my good, healthy cells way outnumbered the fewer cancer cells in my brain. So I gave it my all with more of a natural approach to boost my immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And just decided to fight hard without chemo.
Mm-hmm. That was great because I was the same, Cheryl. They offered me chemo and surgery, and I refused both, and they said I would be dead in 6 months. And as you know, that was 42 years ago. It'll be 43 years in July. And so they were way off on us, weren't they?
Yes. And I'm hoping, I'm 16 years now, but I hope I'll be 40 years like you've made soon.
Mm-hmm. And then, Cheryl, what alternative treatments have you used?
I've got a list of so many. Mm-hmm. I would start out with, I changed my diet to try to eat more healthy. I am eating organic. Mm-hmm. I eat a diet that's very low carbohydrates that helps starve off the cancer cells. I take many supplements that help boost your immune system, reduce inflammation.
And what kind? Can you tell us what they are, or do you know offhand?
Yeah, like one is Boswellia.
Oh,
that
yeah.
helps to reduce inflammation. Melatonin at night before I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. That has some research shows it helps fight brain cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I take medical marijuana, which there's been some good research that shows it can help fight brain cancer. Even my neuro-oncologist, which I never thought I'd be recommended by a doctor, but he's also recommended I take it.
Mm-hmm.
I take, close to 60 pills a day.
Oh.
And all of them have research backed up that show. And then I also take some off-label, they would call it. Like I take metformin, which is a diabetic medicine, which also works to lower your glucose, your blood glucose, which again works to help starve off cancer. I also sleep well. I exercise 5 days a week. I too many things to list in a way that it changed my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it changed my lifestyle, and I feel like I'm way healthier now than I was before I was diagnosed.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the anti-inflammatory. Do you have any pain?
I don't. No. I'm blessed that I've never got that headache back.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it helps because of all the supplements I take.
Mm-hmm.
I never get sick. When my kids were younger, in kindergarten and elementary school, kids, you know, come back with colds a lot and flus every once in a while. Once I've started living this healthier life, I never get sick at all. And I'm exposed to everything. I used to volunteer at the school, so I was exposed to germs and colds and everything, and I would never get sick. So I'm looking back at my list. Like another thing I think is really important is vitamin D3.
Right.
And that's been shown. And
you've got that up where it belongs.
And excuse me, what?
And that's up where it belongs. Your vitamin D3 level.
Oh, I'm taking 10,000 IUs a day.
Oh, is it? Oh, so yours is low?
My D3 is, my nutritionist I work with wants my level to be higher than expected. So when I told you 10,000 IU, that's the how much I'm taking in a day.
Mm-hmm.
But it got my, after the test, the blood test, it showed that it raised up to the desired, the normal level, where a lot of people, they don't get out in the sun every day like we have in the past. And most of the people are shown to get lower than normal.
Right. Yeah, I take 4,000, and mine is slowly going up, but I use the emulsified vitamin D3 that is absorbed better. I've had a couple series where the doctor gave me 50,000 once a week for 6 weeks, and then none during the week, but over time it drops down again. So you mentioned diet. Are you eating protein, meat or chicken or fish or anything like that? You said that you were eating low sugar, low carb.
Right. I try to, right now, I'm on what's called the ketogenic diet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not on that very often, but then your blood glucose goes really low and you get into ketosis.
Right.
Where I'm mostly right now eating a lot of healthy fats like avocado, fish, which has really good omega-3 fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
I eat a lot of nuts, pecans, which have good healthy fats.
Mm-hmm.
I do eat meat still, but not a lot of meat for my protein. My husband is a hunter, so we have deer, elk, fish, turkey. But usually when I sit down to eat meat, I only eat 2 ounces at a time, because I found, looking back before I was diagnosed, I was eating way more protein than needed. And I only really need, for my height and weight, about 45 grams of protein a day. And if you eat too much, it's not really good for your immune system. So I've been controlling that better. And I'm making sure I get enough of the good, healthy fat and good, healthy vegetables.
Sounds good. And so you eat, then you mentioned organic, except for like what your husband, the deer, of course, wouldn't be, but...
Well, no, when he hunts, that's very healthy and organic. I mean, kind of it's a deer out in the wild eating really healthy, good.
Oh.
The research shows that deer and elk are way healthier than beef.
Oh, are
you
they?
Could buy,
oh,
yeah,
oh.
At the store. But I do eat organic. I buy everything that I can find organic. I was just worried. My dad is a farmer. So I grew up in California on the ranch, exposed to so many pesticides, herbicides, so many chemicals, and I would swim in the ditch that was off, you know, water leaking out, and I wondered what toxic was I exposed to as a child. I always wonder if that led to my cancer. So I decided to go completely organic, trying to keep my system as clean as possible.
And you mentioned building your immune system. Were there other things that you took for that? You mentioned that you were taking Boswellia, you were doing the vitamin D3, and there were a couple other things that you...
There are things like you're supposed to get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables to get all the nutrition you're supposed to get. And there are a lot of days I go by that I don't hit that 10 servings. So I do take a supplement that is like condensed, really, really good, healthy vegetables and fruits. So I take those capsules every day, trying to make sure I'm at least getting those nutrients I need. And then I take zinc, which is really well known for boosting your immune system, and vitamin C. Let's think. I do take some mushrooms. I take them at night right when I go to bed, and they've been well known to also boost your immune system.
Is that fresh or is that a supplement?
Yeah, it's a supplement. I don't eat the raw ones because I'm taking what's called Coriolis multiform. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. It's been shown to really also help fight brain cancer. So I take them in a capsule.
I take
go ahead.
Something called Host Defense My Community, which is a mushroom, 17 types of organic mushrooms, and they build the immune system. So
yeah.
I take that every day.
Yeah, I think mushrooms are the last thing that people would think about taking. But looking back to, you know, if you're living on the land out in the woods, I bet that's what a lot of people would have been eating.
Right. And the other nice thing is that there's, well, if you eat mushrooms, there's not a lot of calories in them. So
right.
I eat a lot of mushrooms, too, because I like them. You know, I think they're very good. And we grew up eating wild mushrooms that you'd find around, I think they were around elm trees, maybe. This was upstate New York. And I think they're called morel mushrooms.
Yes.
And
my husband goes and collects those a lot in the woods.
They're good, aren't they?
So good. They're really yummy.
Right. Now, you've had several recurrences, right?
Yes, I've had 6 recurrences, and I don't feel I'm cured. Mm-hmm. But at least I'm still alive, and my quality of life is really high compared to what it would be if I was on chemotherapy.
Right. And what do you attribute the recurrences to?
I wish I knew, other than the kind of brain cancer I have has been known to be very aggressive. They don't even have many treatments that are known to even really work to control it. So the fact that I've been able to control this tumor to where when it has reoccurred, it's mm-hmm. growing very slowly, mm-hmm. which is not normal at all for this kind of tumor. Mm-hmm. So I haven't stopped it. I haven't cured it, but at least I'm trying to keep it under control.
Mm-hmm. And have you changed your protocol between recurrences, seeing if one worked better another, or have you pretty much stayed on the same protocol over time?
I usually, after a reoccurrence, I try different things. It's an approach a lot of people call the cocktail approach, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. meaning you're trying to hit the cancer from many angles. So a lot of times I'm taking, in terms of whether it's a supplement or off-label prescriptions, I try to hit the cancer from 4, 5, 6 different angles. Like one recently, and I haven't taken it yet, thinking about taking it, is an antifungal mm-hmm. medicine, mm-hmm. Because there is theory that the cancer can be fungus. And then another one I'm looking at is an acid reducer.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I won't just start taking anything. I try to read everything, all the research that's been done and the theory.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I'll talk with my nutritionist and mm-hmm. my neuro-oncologist about it to make sure I'm not doing something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Then if it doesn't conflict with any of the medicine I'm on, then I'll often try something new out.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great, and I'm glad you're so adventurous, right? That keeps you here for your family.
Yes. My goal, when my boys were only 1 and 3 years old when I was diagnosed, I was determined to watch them grow up. And now my older son's in college, and my younger son is graduating from high school this year.
Great.
But I still want to live, so now mm-hmm. my new goal is to see him graduate from college and then one day be a grandma.
Mm-hmm.
I think attitude, having a positive attitude,
definitely.
Is also a key role.
Definitely.
And
right.
That
yeah.
helps me to be determined.
And Cheryl, then, will you tell us about your book and any products or services that you have, and if you have a website?
Yeah. I do have a website that I put together to try to encourage people that are fighting brain cancer, but also would pretty much apply to any kind of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It's at www.CherylBroyles, my name, and then /gbm.com. And mm-hmm. then I also, yes, I wrote a book because when I survived 4 years, I was determined to celebrate. And there's a mountain that I drive by a lot here in Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful mountain called Mount Shasta.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal was to make it to the peak to celebrate surviving. So I did succeed at getting mm-hmm. to the top. And when I got off and I was driving home, I started realizing there's such a similarity between climbing a really difficult, hard trail up a mountain and going through the trial of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So in my book, I try to describe the similarities and how we can make it to the peak, whether it's fighting cancer or hard times in life. And so it's kind of a book where I'm trying to also encourage people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in terms of trying to also help people, I'm on Facebook and I get emails from people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people go, you've survived 16 years with a terminal cancer. What do you do? And so I really encourage them and try to give them hope to not listen to the statistics, just like you didn't,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And see themselves as an individual that can come up with a plan. Don't always just listen to what the doctor tells you, but you know, think it's our body, and there's a lot of nutritional healthy things to do. So I just try to encourage people to not give up.
That's beautiful, Cheryl, and your kind, loving soul. It's good to meet you, and I thank you so much for sharing with me and with my listeners. And we all, I know, wish you the very best. So I thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you, and thank you for all you do, too.
Thank you, Cheryl. I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show, and I hope some of the information will be useful to you. I invite you to my websites, holistichealthshow.com, where you will find all shows for the past 7 years under the blog. You will also find much of the research on natural ways to deal with cancer and other health conditions, and can sign up for my free monthly newsletter. On my website, beatlungcancer.net, you will find many of the 135 interviews from radio and television over the past 2 years about my book on treating lung cancer naturally and holistically when I was diagnosed 41 years ago next month and given 6 months to live by traditional medicine who offered chemo and surgery. This book was published in November 2012 and was a bestseller on Amazon. You will find endorsements of the book, a place to buy the book, and an earlier one from 2007 titled Healthy Holistic Aging, A Blueprint for Success. On my third website, you will find information on the Carl O'Helvey Holistic Cancer Foundation, begun last year and currently in the phase of completing the website. This site is at www.holisticcancerfoundation.com. Information on how the foundation differs from others, board members, research on holistic natural ways to deal with cancer, including mental and spiritual interventions, interviews with cancer physicians and survivors, and more. If you would like to donate to the work I am supporting, there is a tab to donate, and I can offer you a tax exemption receipt if living in the United States. I also invite you to join me on Facebook at my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Carl Helvey, on my Holistic Health Show page at www.facebook.com/pages/Holistic Health Show, and the Carl O'Helvey Holistic Cancer Foundation page at www.facebook.com/beatlungcancernaturalalternative. On LinkedIn, I invite you to join me under my name, Dr. Carl O'Helvey. On Twitter, I invite you to join me at www.twitter.com/HolistHealthShow, HolistHealthShow. I wish you a great week, and I look forward to having you here in 2 weeks. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host.